Editor's note. Ms. Hackett write regarding the Beta Day story proposed North Bay Abattoir could bring 150 jobs, expand export market. I have been concerned about your February 9th article regarding a proposed slaughterhouse in the airport area. This has been in the works since February 2018 and supposedly a meat plant is opening next month in the airport industrial park. I have been doing some research, and thinking, about slaughterhouses and their potential environmental and social impact on our city, and I am alarmed. First of all, let me point out that I have had direct experience with slaughterhouses. I grew up in Brandon, Manitoba, a pretty little prairie city with a slaughterhouse outside of the city limits. Although the facility was out of sight, residents lived every day with the specter of a horrible nauseating stink pervading the city, depending on which way the wind was blowing. Along with the stink came serious issues about water pollution. North Bay is a city with a healthy tourism industry. We are not particularly agricultural and we have no obnoxiously stinky industries. The residents of our city are used to fresh air and clean water, and they have no idea of what they will be giving up if a slaughterhouse comes to North Bay. The proposed placement of the slaughterhouse at the airport is problematic. It will be the first impression and the last impression of everyone coming or going from our city. It is upwind of much of the city. Stink aside, the area drains downhill into Trout Lake, North Bay's drinking water supply. Wells in the area north of the airport may be in danger. From a social and financial perspective, citizens in the airport subdivision, many with fine houses, high taxes, deep pockets and litigious lawyers, will be most affected by the slaughterhouse stench as well as the increased noise and traffic of heavy trucks. In contrast, the wages of slaughterhouse employees will be low, average of $18.80 per hour, and these people may have difficulties finding nearby accommodations. Locals may not want to work in these facilities as we are not an agricultural community. If the workforce is predominantly young, poor, and from out of town, there may be increased social problems such as higher levels of crime. As an ethical concern, halal killing is done by cutting the throats of the beasts and allowing them to bleed out. It can take a cow several agonizing minutes to die. Some halal slaughterhouses use stun guns before cutting the throats, but not all. Stats are between 50 to 80% use stun guns before cutting throats. I have some questions. What will be done with the wastewater which will amount to an average of 350 gallons per kill? Will there be a feed maker on site? Feed makers reduce the footprint of a slaughterhouse, reducing the environmental impact on the city and its residents. Will these facilities be given sweet deals with regard to paying little for water, sewage, and taxes? What about the potential abundance of flies and other creatures that may be attracted to the area? Will the number of new jobs, maybe 40 based on a previous article, be worth the negative aspects of having a slaughterhouse nearby? I have vented and I hope I can get this heavy weight off my chest when I think of this issue. It makes me consider becoming a vegetarian as I have read way too many articles about slaughterhouses for my own good. I really wonder how North Bay residents, taxpayers are really going to benefit from having a slaughterhouse in our city. Lisa Hackett, North Bay.